Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all live from the Bronx. And when I say alive, remember, I am, in fact, alive, not recording this live and sending out live to you all. So either way, I'm a little tired and my tongue is not working in the ways I wish, which is funny because I want to talk a little bit about love and vulnerability. And one of the things I've learned as a priest in my short ministry, particularly trying to work in Hispanic cultures and et cetera, is you cannot let fear, particularly fear of seeming like a fool, keep one from being open and available to others. I trip over Spanish all the time, and I make no qualms about it with the people of God. And they still receive me, and we all laugh together. One of the first times I remember I was preaching in Spanish very early on, and it was the gospel of the loaves and the fishes, and the Spanish word for fish is pescado, and I said pecados, I said sins, so I said Jesus multiplies the sins. And we had a good laugh, and they told me what I did afterwards, and it was a good time to be had all around. And the reason I want to talk about love and vulnerability today is as I was preparing for the fourth Sunday of Advent, and of course Christmas Day, I find myself sitting more and more before a crucifix and before the holy face in my room. And I can't help but sense the conviction that is in my heart about how little I love God. And I don't mean to say that in a sort of a dramatic way or in a scandalous way, but in relationship to what God has done for me, my love is just so, so little. And part of the conviction is the letter to the Romans that we heard on the this past Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Advent. There is a call by St. Paul to the Romans for holiness, and the foundation of holiness is love. We become holy by learning to love like Christ and being transformed in the love of Christ, the Holy Spirit. And the littleness of my love is something that, you know, I wrestle with. And this is why it's important that we really embrace and push aside maybe sentimental aspects about Christmas to get to the rawness of this event. God became vulnerable to humanity by allowing himself to A, embrace our human nature, but to also be born as a child, as a baby. His love is a vulnerable love, and we are called to love like him, and therefore we must make ourselves and allow ourselves to become vulnerable. It's not just about a service. And then what do I mean by that? One of the things I think we fall into, and this is where wisdom from St. John of the Cross can come in, I think, to help us, is we think that we have to earn love, that somehow we have to do things to make God love us. And it's a very childlike mentality, but it's still there in many people, including myself at times nonetheless. If I live a good life, God will love me. We don't live a good life to make God love us. We live a good life, a virtuous life, because that makes us like God. That is why one of the spiritual maxims of St. John of the Cross I was hinting at is nada, nada, nada. That way we don't succumb to the pleasantries of the world, nor the delights of spiritual goods. Nada, nada, nada. Nada to everything except the love of God. And in the love of God, our will becomes like his will in that supernatural order, not opposed to our natural order, but elevating it by his grace in our willingness to be open to him and vulnerable to him, and we become like God, an insight that comes forward to us from St. Augustine. This is not an easy thing. This requires looking at ourselves and seeing what are the walls that we put up that impedes this kind of transformative love in our hearts. We cannot earn God's love. He loves us freely because of who we are. And in our consent, in our saying yes, we become more attuned to that love so we can become more like him. We don't earn it, but a good life allows us to become like him. So our yes can be like that of Mary's, with a certain power and a certain force and a certain openness, so we can become a slave to the Lord as she was willing to become. Now, how can we help to cultivate this? The nativity scene, just meditating upon the vulnerability of our Lord in that moment, looking upon his holy face, looking upon a crucifix. These are all little things that challenge our very senses to say, look and see the love that is before you, and look to see what you are called to become in that love. Why? Because when we learn to love like Christ, we make his love ever more present to all those around us. And remember, as I've said it once, I'll say it again, that narrow gate that we are called to enter into along the narrow way is the pierced heart of Christ. And the key to that pierced gate is our own hearts of love that have been shaped and transformed in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, my brothers and sisters, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And also, if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my blog posts, Catholic Stand articles, YouTube videos, other social media things I use. You can also email me through that website. All of this on thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com. Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.